Frosty K.
Yes.
You living or you surviving?
Right now I'm surviving.
Explain.
I feel like I haven't really received the fruits of my labor yet, so
gotcha.
I'm surviving. I ain't really comfortable. I haven't put my mama in that big house yet. I ain't got my son through college yet. He ain't there, but I ain't put my son through college yet. So
until then,
right now I'm surviving.
Respect that. The Integrity Response.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back, Kay. Growing up, before rap, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
To be honest, a rapper. I'm not going to lie, I also wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's also like something I wanted to do.
What did that stem from? Family member, anybody? Where did that stem from?
No, I just like babies. So
gotcha, okay.
People. So that's it's like, you know, I was a teen mom, so I kind of, gotcha. Like watching how the nurses took care of me, I kind of felt like that could be a career for me too.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. Okay, that's dope. Let's take it back. Growing up as a kid, what was your favorite? Monopoly, Uno, or Connect Four?
You gotta go Uno.
Come on now.
You gotta go Uno.
You already know. Come on.
You gotta go Uno.
Come on. That's what's up.
Even though everybody got their own rules,
right. 30
you
rules
go
out
Uno.
There.
It's fat. Man.
The biggest one state you live in. That's a fact. That's real. Let me ask you, any siblings growing up? Any siblings?
Oh, yes. I have awesome. I am the only girl, but
gotcha.
I do have a lot of siblings. I think it's like 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Okay. Gotcha.
Might be 8. Okay. No, I'm just saying
that's
that.
That's real.
Understand.
That's real. That's how it goes. That's dope, though.
Yeah,
that's dope. So you're the only girl.
I'm the only girl.
So you're protected. Well protected. Gotcha. That's dope. That's dope. Okay. Let's take a moment, man. North side. Growing up on the north side. What was that like? Come on. Tell us. In Gwinnett County?
Yes, Gwinnett
gotcha.
County.
Okay.
Lawrenceville.
Come on.
It was nice. I loved it. It was cool. I ain't never had no problems. Never no issues.
Gotcha. That's what's up. Just typical growing up.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nice.
All right.
I can't complain.
Fill in the blank for your fans. In high school, I was known as a kid that...
Oh man, I was real popular.
Gotcha.
Okay, but I was popular off the strength of like my folks had their music and
gotcha.
Back then there was a lot of stuff going on. So everybody kinda knew me from
gotcha.
Like what they had going on. So I was always popular in school. I was always like a cool kid. I was a little tomboy too.
Gotcha.
So it's like I had all brothers. So
I was just
like,
about to say that. Definitely.
Yeah, I always was like a little tomboy. I hang out with the boys, you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Did you play any sports?
No, I played basketball like
okay.
1 year
gotcha.
And then that was it. But it was kind of hard for me to play sports growing up. Like with my folks, they always was out of town and on the road. So
gotcha.
I didn't really have time to do none of that. I was
gotcha.
Always out with them.
Gotcha. Understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. In high school, what was that dream car you've always wanted when you was in high school?
Ooh. See, my dream car, I always like cute shit, like little Audis and stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. A4, A6 classic.
I had me 2 A4s. I ran through the A4s. I had
now.
Two of them. Two of them guys. My yeah. next one, I wanted on the SQ8.
Gotcha.
The one that looked like a little Lamb truck. But I don't want the Lamb truck. I want the Audi motherfucker.
Gotcha.
And then
okay.
I gotta have a Bronco. I gotta have a
that
Bronco.
Classic,
and like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that have a third row, the Audi?
I don't think
some of
so.
Them, okay, gotcha.
I don't know. I don't think so. If it
gotcha.
Do, I don't want that.
Gotcha.
Cause I don't need that many seats. Give
gotcha.
Me a little one.
That's right.
But you know what I'm saying? I do want that. It's
gotcha.
Great,
that's dope.
Know?
Okay, dope. So, what was your first job?
Well, my first job, I was working with my folks, working for their online store.
Okay,
on
Boston.com. Gotcha.
It's now PressATO, but yeah, that was my first job.
That's dope. What was that like?
It was cool. It was pretty easy. It felt. You know, real easy because I was working with family and
gotcha.
It was from home too. So
okay, that's dope.
It
that's
was
dope.
Like it was in house. All the, you know, I get to see all the sales.
Gotcha.
I was making the jewelry
that's
with
dope.
Them, like
okay.
making little clothes and stuff like that. So it was lit.
That's dope. That's what's
it showed
up.
Me about like generational wealth.
That's
shit.
Right for sure.
Yeah.
Ain't that that's the best? I'm telling
it's
you, that's
bad.
Where that's where. That's what it's. That's what it's about.
That is what it's
that's
about.
That's what it's about. I mean,
so
you
I can
set your
always
own,
respect that.
That's
like,
real. That's real. So I know you have a lot. just even in your hustle, how you came up, just everything you've seen, everything you've been through, your hustle, top notch. You don't play about your grind,
really,
for
don't.
Sure.
That's I really don't. And my hair not out either. Like, that's another thing too. Like, everybody think like, oh, these your parents, so you know, you got your hand. I know. Gotcha. I really have to work for everything that's I got. Right. And my daddy is not like a here, have this, Chanel bag this. No, that's for wife, and I have to work for the shit that
this.
I, you know,
I respect.
So
that.
It's like,
and we're gonna get into that too. Yeah. We, lightly. You know, we're gonna get a little bit, you know, for sure. So Lyson, let me say it right. Esthetician.
Yes, licensed esthetician, okay, not the play pay one. I'm not one of these girls out here doing lashes just because and don't got no license. Gotcha. I'm not doing it out the crib. I really went to school for this passed the board for this Like, I'm licensed.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
So what do you focus on? So for those that don't know, it could be anything from a makeup application.
Yes, it can be makeup, it could be waxing, lashes, facials. I really specialize in facials and lashes.
Gotcha.
But like body treatments. All of that.
All right, now y'all heard it. Y'all heard it right here. All right, now right here in Atlanta, y'all heard about it. You already know it. That's what's up.
Come get wet.
Come on now. That's what's up. How long have you been in that career?
I've been doing lashes about 5-6 years.
Gotcha.
But I was one of them girls who was doing at the crib, and I didn't know that I had to go and get my license for it. So
gotcha.
Once I figured that out, and I went to go get like my own shop and my own suite,
okay,
I went
come
to school
on.
For
That's
it.
What's
so
up.
Yeah, it's been about like license has been 2 years.
Gotcha. That's dope. Dope. Let's talk about this music. Come on now.
Let's go.
Do you always feel you was born to do this music?
I feel like it. I mean, that's just what I grew up around.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I've never really thought about doing nothing else. I mean, it's always been a peak of interest for me.
That's
just what I grew up with.
Just
so,
in you.
Yeah.
Dope.
Like, it's a studio in the house.
Right.
My stepmom was always recording. It was just always like musical stuff going on.
Gotcha.
So,
that's dope.
What it was. Yeah.
And what type of as you came into your own, we're going to get in that too. What type of music were you was like, okay, this is what I want to go into, even at an early age?
Okay, so, I mean, I've done a few different types of rap. I've done, like, singing.
Okay.
I don't sing either.
Gotcha.
Like, that's just working. So, I've done, like, singing. I've done, like, rapping. I've
okay.
done, like, it just depends on how I'm feeling at the moment.
Gotcha.
Type of thing.
But
it's
that's
not,
artistry.
Yeah,
right,
like,
right.
It's not really something I can just say, like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, I know I want to rap. Like,
gotcha.
That's what I want to do.
For
but,
sure.
You know.
That's dope. Okay, gotcha. Let me ask you this. What do you think the game, besides yourself, what do you think the game is missing?
Respect.
Come on.
It's missing respect. A lot of people don't really have respect no more. Like,
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are always trashing new artists who are coming up because they feel like it's play. But it's like, a real hustler is going to sell to what y'all listening to and what y'all
that's
buying.
That's a
and
fact.
If that's what y'all buying, then a real hustler, that's what they're going to sell.
That's
so if
a
you want to hear some different shit, buy it.
Wow.
And then watch it change.
That's real.
Until then.
That's real. That's real, though.
Just relax.
Just relax.
Sit back, because this is what it's going to be.
That's
TikTok
what
is 30 seconds. Like, that's all you're hearing. You hear the hook. Like, you hear
that's
that. You hear
fact.
That little bit. That's what it is.
That's
you don't
so
even
true.
Know the rest of the song after the shit come on.
And
so
songs,
it's like,
you're
if
right,
that's
you're
what
right,
you fuck with,
so.
You fuck with that fuck 30, that first 30 seconds, guess what? I'm finna go in the booth and make sure that first 30 seconds is some shit you like. And then after that, it is what it is.
That's real, though.
I'm trying to make some bread, too.
That's a fact. The music game is just a big mirror.
Yeah, it is.
Of society. That's a fact. That's what it is,
really,
though.
That's just what's going on. Like, it turned into a, real quick, I feel like last year and through the pandemic year, it turned into some pussy popping music, whole
gotcha.
Music. All the bitches are selling pussy. Everybody's
gotcha.
On OnlyFans. Everybody
gotcha.
Got this and that.
Gotcha.
And nigga, if you don't come with a bag, I ain't
gotcha.
Fucking with you. That's the type of shit that's been going on
that's
now.
Real.
And I feel like for the past couple of years, that's just really what it's been. But as you see now, I feel like watch my words. You watch out, everybody now. They trying to switch up. Everybody want to be
fact.
In love.
Come
everybody
on.
Want to be in love. These niggas want to big
come
up
on.
The bitches and pipe up their bitches because they tired of these hoes being in their masculine
no, that's
era.
Real. Come
so you
on.
See these niggas,
wow.
is, they backtracking right now. Now watch music. Everybody finna be in love. It's 2024.
Wow.
Everybody finna be in love because this whole shit is getting old. It's getting
but
old.
But it does cycle around.
Because niggas ain't, this niggas
Go
ain't
ahead.
Tricking. The PPP loan is gone.
That's
they ain't
fact.
Got the money like they had before.
Fact.
So they want to act like, oh, we finna go 50-50 because they do that PPP gone, ain't it, baby? Okay, cool. That's fine. We're going to go 50-50 because that PPP gone. We good. So, yeah, now the bitches is really out here winning
no,
and hustling,
for real.
Getting their own
real,
bag.
Though.
Yeah, so it's a little different out here.
That's a fact.
But no. just watch.
These niggas
finna be in love again. These bitches in love too.
That's real. Because I remember the in love around 2012, 2016.
Everybody was in love. It was nice out here. That's a fact. Now everybody is out here side bitching, hoeing, cheating. Like, outside is not it. That shit is not it. Like, I wanna be put up. I don't like this shit because y'all is wicked. It's real wicked out here. I don't like this shit, but yeah.
Let me ask you, sis, what drives you? What drives you? 2024, what's driving you?
2024, success, wealth, health.
That's what
success, wealth, and health.
Wealth, and health.
That's what I need this year.
That's real.
Like, respect. I want to make sure, like, I'm good, my son good, my family good, and I'm straight. Like, that's I just want to make sure I don't even want to be greedy. I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. I just want to make sure I'm good.
That's real, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
The economy is fucked up right now. I don't think people understand that, like, shit real bad
that's
out here.
Fact.
So if you don't got your shit together, it's real.
That's a fact. That's
listen,
real.
If you ain't got your shit
come
together.
Come on, that's right. That's a fact.
That's
multiple incomes, that's a fact.
Yes, multiple
that's
incomes,
so
making sure your roof is straight, making
that's
sure
so
your
true.
House is straight, making sure you got some shit to show for it. You know what I'm saying? Pay them cars off, pay them,
that's
you
right.
know, whatever you got, pay it
that's
off.
Right.
This economy is so fucked up.
And that's a fact. That's
I don't
so
think
true.
People get that, but hey.
But you're saying something. You're saying something. Let me ask you this, Ross. Okay, in the last 12 months, from January to December 2023, what's something you learned about yourself?
Just to be more confident.
Gotcha.
I just to be like, whatever I want to do, go for it.
Because right.
I taught myself out of some shit real fast.
Why is that?
The weed? I'm just just because, like, I don't know. Like, it's just life, man. I just think that's just what it is. Just being human.
Gotcha.
Like, just being
that's
human.
Real.
I mean, some things can get to you, some things can't.
That's right.
But just like, I have to learn to respect me because ain't nobody else's opinion bigger than
come
mine.
Come on, that's
like
a fact.
Everybody is somebody, you
that's
know what I'm saying?
Fact.
And what make your opinion bigger than mine? What
that's
make you greater than me?
Right. That's
like God
respect.
Put me
that's
here
right.
just like God put you here. So what make you bigger than me? So
man,
I gotta not
that.
Believe in me. You know
respect
what I'm saying?
That. Let me ask you this, the last 12 months, January to December, what's something you learned about those around you?
Hey man, keep the grass cut.
Gotcha.
Next all I
gotcha.
Know, keep your motherfucking grass cut. And you know, watch out for people who got a handout and people who want something from you. Them people who want something from you, their color's gonna show.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something I really learned because I was really rocking with people since I was like
gotcha.
18, 19. I'm a grown ass woman now.
So
and niggas' colors and then start showing and shit change. And
gotcha.
It's just like, cool, you know what I'm saying? Keep your ass cut.
Gotcha. But that's something you, because loyal by design in a sense. But
yeah.
Is that also have to do with, you know, survivor's guilt or survivor's remorse? Like, you know.
I don't think so. Like, honestly, in my world, I feel like it's about if you giving pussy up or not.
Gotcha.
So I don't even think it's about none of that. I'm a female. I got a vagina between my legs. So it's about if you giving up pussy or not. And
gotcha.
I'm not one of them who giving up
pussy.
I see
pussy, what you're
so.
Saying. Gotcha.
A lot of shit don't go
respect.
My way.
Respect.
And that's just
good.
What it is.
And those ways don't
and
even
I'm
involve
okay
you.
With
that's
that.
That's a fact. Come on.
Them doors weren't meant to open for me.
Integrity.
God don't open to more.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
sis.
Real
that's
integrity
right.
Response.
That's right. Come on now. Come on. All right. Let's take it back. Let me ask you this. You know, because I go back and forth in the music and everything. So let me ask you this. I'm at your concert. I'm at your show. How do I feel when I leave?
Like, damn, I'm finna go download some more of her shit and fuck with her because, damn, I was sleep on
come
this
on.
Bitch.
Gotcha, that's
I was
up.
Sleep on her.
Come
I thought
on.
She was just somebody's daughter. And
gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? She really hard for real.
Man,
that's how you feel. Like, yeah,
real.
I'm finna go get her shit.
That's
I'm finna
what's up.
That. I'm
respect
finna support
that.
Her after this.
I respect that. That's what's up. You left right-handed.
I'm right-handed.
Gotcha. Come on now. See, the fans would have never known
you
now.
Know?
Come on now.
Little
I like
right-hand.
To ask those type of questions. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let me ask you this. 8 times 7. My favorite multiplication.
I ain't answering that question.
What's your
you
favorite multiplication?
You finna do me bad.
What's your favorite multiplication? No. I'm asking, what's your favorite?
What you mean?
I just learned my son, his favorite multiplication was 8 times 7. Do you have a favorite?
No.
You don't?
No, 2 plus 2. That's not it. Multiplication. 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's
it.
That's it.
No,
I don't need
none
of that.
That's a question. That's
you finna do me bad with no numbers. I ain't playing. No game.
Man, let me ask you, Frosty K, as a human, do you feel like you're misunderstood?
Of course. I feel
gotcha.
Like everybody misunderstood, to be
gotcha.
Honest. We all different. Everybody's unique.
Is it normally
everybody's
the elite
different.
Who is, you know, has that magnifying glass on them as well? Or do you feel like everybody's misunderstood as just humans?
I just feel like everybody misunderstood as humans because
gotcha.
Everybody is unique. You are yourself. What makes you is you. So everything ain't meant to be understood.
That's
it's
real.
About whatever your energy, whatever your vibration bring. Those people who fuck with you are the people who are meant to
wow.
fuck with you.
Speaking of people that fuck with you, Buddha bless. Come on. Come on. Let's talk about you work hand in hand with Buddha Bless, producer, world renowned. Talk about the chemistry y'all have in the studio creating magic as y'all normally do.
Oh man, in the studio it's really lit. Like when we were working, it was like it was a vibe for sure. Like anytime, like, you know, we got some shit going on, we always bounce back and forth off each other. So it's always been good. I never really had no problems in the studio.
That's real. That's dope. So it's we're gonna get to that too. You know, your upcoming project.
Yes.
Will he be featured on this project?
Of course. This this project that I dropped last will probably have like the most Buddha Blessed beats.
Gotcha. Okay.
On there.
You already have a title?
It's Frosted Land.
Come on.
Yeah, so welcome to Frosted Land.
I love it. That's dope. This first quarter?
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm probably gonna drop the top of February. Gotcha. I need them little weeks to get them submitted.
That's right,
top of February, okay, I'll probably
be dropping. EP, album.
It's gonna be an album.
Gotcha. So you ready? You ain't playing? Okay, gotcha.
It's gonna be an album. I did EP last year, so I'm gonna drop an album this year and I'm gonna keep going from there.
That's what's up. Frosted Land. Gotcha. And how many tracks are on this one?
Well, I can't even tell you. Okay. It's a few. I got so many done. It's gotcha. Not, I had to select them so,
okay,
once.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? But it's a few.
10 to 15? 15 yeah. to 20?
Ooh, I ain't even gonna
keep
lot.
It, keep it there.
It's a few, but I ain't gonna give them that much. Cause you know, sometimes that shit be an overload. So it might be like a good 10,
that's
like
real.
A good 13 of my best ones. And I'm gonna drop singles for the rest of the year.
Gotcha.
Then I might drop another project.
That's dope. Okay, you know dope. Keep,
so
keep
I got
it
a lot
face.
Of stuff.
That's right.
I have so much music done.
Gotcha.
Like,
just ready.
Yeah,
just ready for
ready.
It. How was that, you know, in the grind right now, 2024, your promotion? How are you gonna change that? Something different from 2023 to now? How are you gonna promote things, marketing and everything?
My promotion, I just plan to be like a little bit different this year. Like, I don't post a lot on social media. I don't care for social media.
Come
like
on.
I don't really, I gotta do better, and a lot of people are so consumed in that, and that's probably like something that's like my downfall. So I just plan to like post more and be
let's
more consistent
on, but let's speak on that. But you're saying something real even
yeah.
the fans can respect.
It's just like it be too much sometimes. Like everybody
fact.
Is expecting so much, and then it's like the way that Instagram is now, it's like an algorithm thing. Like
that's a fact.
It's too much to kind of keep up with. Like,
that's true.
And it's not the same no more. Everybody don't see your content. Like, I follow people and I know
so
that
true.
I follow people. I don't even see the people that I know on my timeline.
On your
I see people from over there.
Gotcha.
Like, I see people more people from Russia and
gotcha.
China
right.
and Japan
gotcha.
Than I see
that's
my
real.
People in Atlanta. Like,
that's
it's
real.
Just Instagram is just a little different now. Like, I don't really care for. Like, it's cool. Once you got your buzz, you got your buzz, but it's like, it's not the same. That algorithm
gotcha.
Kind of fucked
it
up.
Is, it did. It was the master reset. I,
yeah.
I didn't like that it did that.
The hide your
really,
likes.
It changed
people
everything.
People not being able to like your shit or
fact.
Like with that algorithm change, it make people feel a type of way because you go from getting 16,000 likes, 20,000 likes, 35,000
right.
likes
right.
to 200, 500.
Exactly.
Like it's different.
It's
not the same. So I feel like, shit, should I keep posting? What
right.
the fuck I'm finna go so hard
exactly.
for on this content if
and
everybody not
10% of the people gonna
yeah,
see it.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
it
okay.
It is weird.
It's like, waste of time sometimes.
It is.
So.
That's a fact. And then, and if you have, and if you do that, you got to pay for the promotion to get back where you normally
pay
was.
For like, it. And then it's like, don't post nothing wrong or don't have like too much skin showing, because then your shit
gotcha.
Can't get monetized. You can't get paid for
wow.
it. Instagram finna flag you. Finna lose your account. Like, it's always something. Like, my
wow.
account get flagged all the time.
Gotcha.
Like my shit, and it gets hidden. Like,
gotcha. Do you think that comes from haters or Instagram?
I think it comes from Instagram
gotcha.
And haters.
Okay.
I don't know who doing it, but
people,
if it's Instagram, y'all gotta get that shit together.
Gotcha.
If it's the haters, I mean, you expect that.
You expect that. That's,
yeah.
that's what happens when you're on your way. That's what
yeah.
happens. That's a fact. That's a fact. Let's get to the studio. What's that one or two things that you gotta have with you in the studio to record?
For me, to be honest, I need a little liquor,
okay.
little weed, and that's good. I'm good.
Red, brown, white. What's your favorite?
I'm a tequila girl.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah,
all
I just
right.
like to be in my own. I make party music, so it's like I just get in my little vibe. That's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't really need nothing but a mic in the studio.
You
but
have a favorite
at
brand?
The end of the day, tequila.
Yeah.
I'm a Don girl.
Gotcha.
Malaga,
okay. Gotcha.
You know
that's
what
what's up. Definitely. Definitely. Okay. Gotcha. So it's just that.
I like tequila. Yeah, that's me.
Okay. That's dope. Dope.
That's
Let me ask you this. Besides your son, and we're gonna get to that all as well. What's your favorite? What's your proudest accomplishment thus far?
Oh, besides my son, probably going to school, be an esthetician. Because I swear to God, like, after I got my diploma from high school,
come
I
on.
Thought I was done with school. I
gotcha.
Wouldn't have ever went back. But I just wanted, like, something else up under my belt. Because I know, like, the career that I choose, like, music.
Go ahead.
It's a little, it's difficult. It's like a, you can win, you can lose. And I know that. And, you know, I make sure I got something up under my belt. And
gotcha.
I'm still going to go hard.
That's
you know
right. I respect that.
So
I saw that in a previous interview.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
like,
right.
I gotta,
respect that.
I really got kids out here, so it's like I'm not scared of working 9 to 5. I'll work a regular job. Come on, you know man. What I'm saying? Like, you'll
I hope
see
y'all
me
hearing that out there. I respect that.
You'll definitely see me working. I'll work a 9 to 5. I'll do whatever just to make sure like ends meet. Make sure he pay. I don't give a fuck.
Come on.
Like, I'm gonna do that.
Man, respect that. Respect that. That's what's up. That's how you do it. Let me ask you this for your fans. Fill in the blank. My day wouldn't be the same without
my son.
Come on, that's what's up.
I mean, that's real shit.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Definitely, definitely. Let's get into the music. Water Boy. Come on, man.
The real Water Boy. Come on. Teach me what a brick house.
Look, I've always been a fan of production without a melody. When you could get 808s and percussion together,
listen,
by itself,
that's all I need. That's all I ask for. If you can ask any producer,
that's real.
If you will ask any producer, and I really have to give like Bankhead his props on
respect,
this,
respect,
because he did so good for
that's
me,
what's up.
And so good was just like a beat that I felt, and ever since then, I swear to God, I go ask. I'm sorry, Bankhead. Yeah. I go ask everybody, fucking producer.
Gotcha.
I need 808s. I need the motherfuckers. I needed to sound like
right.
this.
That's
and like that's just
real.
My thing.
That's
like
real.
I love 808s. At the 808 rocking, and that's me. Like I'm
one
in
time.
The pocket.
One time for him, y'all. You know? Can you fill in the blank just for your fans and for the future fans about to watch this? I'm in Miami.
Miami with
and the poppers with the beer
bottles. Come on.
Water Boy, he teach me what the brick cost. Get out your body chopper, make you see Diana Ross.
You know what I'm saying? A real Water Boy, he teach me what the brick cost.
Come on, man. Come on.
Sis, you know?
Man, that is a hit.
Period. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is a hit.
You know, I had to put on for the Water Boys. You know, a lot of niggas don't get no big ups.
Come on.
But, like, I fuck with them Water Boys.
Come on,
but,
that's
yeah,
real.
I fuck with y'all.
Respect, respect.
The Houston's in Miami.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Teach you what the brick cost.
Come on now. Come on now. You've been rapping since the age of.
Ooh. Okay. I was in fourth grade. I don't know how old I was in fourth grade, but yeah, fourth grade.
About
and
nine,
my daddy
eight,
got
eight
me chopping blades. Iced out, yeah.
Gotcha.
I was talking about SpongeBob. I said iced out SpongeBob sitting on my chain. Yeah, I was in fourth grade. Yeah, fourth
just
grade.
Like that. So when did you start taking it serious?
I can honestly say, like, I started really going hard like about 2 years ago.
Shit, you saying something? You
yeah,
saying
like
something.
I really started going hard, like just putting my effort into everything. Because I said once I graduated esthetician school, I said, okay, you know, I'm doing this every day. I really don't got time for music because I was really going to school every day. And when you're going to the esthetician school that I was going to,
right.
you can't miss. You can't be late.
Yep, gotcha.
And you can't miss like 3 days or you kicked out.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
It's like. Y'all don't think y'all understand that it's 9 months and you cannot miss 3 days or you are kicked out.
Gotcha.
And you have to be on time if you're late. That shit considers as being kicked out. So
right, right.
I was really going hard for 9 months.
Wow.
I told myself, okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to this.
That's
and
right.
after that, I'm going to go real hard on music.
That's
and I
right.
said, I'm going to give myself like a run. And like I graduated from school. I ended up meeting T Hood.
Shout
he
out to
me, he was like,
man. Shout out to T-Hood.
He was
now.
Like, you got to do a run. We finna do this song. I got him on So Good, and it was like, it was perfect. He fit the song. It was amazing. I got him
classic.
On the song. He was like, okay, you got to go outside. You got to do a run. You
got to
be outside every weekend. Dad, when I say that nigga had me outside.
Come on.
Every fucking weekend of 2023.
That's
it was like something different. So it's like, yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And y'all started that track off. Literally in studio version started right there.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Then and went straight from there.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Literally, just
I
went from
it.
There. So I've been going up from there. Like
that's dope.
Ever since then, it's just been like my name been growing. Like,
come on.
More out here in Atlanta.
Come
more
on.
Outside.
That's what's
so
up.
It's like
definitely.
It's been working for me.
Gotcha. For
but
sure.
But it's definitely some work. You gotta be outside. You gotta like meet DJs. You gotta
that's
network.
Right.
You gotta
that's
talk
right.
to people. You really gotta like fuck folks.
Is that a lost art? You know, talking to the DJs
a lot
and
art.
Gotcha.
I definitely do. But it's like for me, it's kind of crazy because I kind of respect it. Like I grew up with my
right,
folks, so
right.
it's like every time they always had a campaign, they always had flyers, they
gotcha.
Always had T-shirts, they always had something going on to where we're at the mall, we at Stonecrest,
gotcha.
We're passing out flyers,
gotcha.
CDs, we're passing out like any mall, we going to West End, whatever.
Right, right.
Passing out CDs, South Cab, passing out CDs, passing out shirts,
right.
passing out merch. So it's like I'm from that. It's like right now, it's just Instagram. You can blow up off Instagram, and it's just like that's it. You
wow.
gotta work the streets, but I feel like when you do work the streets, shit work out a little bit
that's
different for you.
It's
and
different.
People don't understand
that's
it. Like your face card is more value than a nigga having money.
That's so true.
And I can see that, like in person. I see that daily.
That is so true.
I know a lot of niggas that got a lot of bread and their face card ain't talking about shit.
Nothing.
But a nigga who really
putting in
that
work.
Yeah, a nigga
that's
who putting
real.
In work got more love than a nigga who
wow.
act like they got some bread for real.
Gotcha. That's so, a fact. That's real.
I see that all the time. Nigga stand on the side looking that's crazy. No, but the nigga who putting in work, hey, what's good? You good? Yeah, he's sliding through the door. And niggas sitting over there to the side looking real crazy.
That's real.
But you popping their money shit. It's kind of like, okay.
Somebody adding up.
Yeah.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's so real. It's like I respect things a little bit differently.
Gotcha. Speaking on respect, your track special. You're speaking on men who don't have their shit together. Yikes. Yikes. Okay.
That's like half a mile.
Man, that track was dope. I was a little offended, but that track is dope.
Which one?
Special.
Oh, yeah.
Special is dope.
Thank you.
Very dope track. Very dope track, for sure.
Thank you. You thought you were special. But you fucked all week and that nigga couldn't even help you. Like, I'm confused, you know? It be crazy out here.
That was a bar.
You know, bitches don't understand it. Like, ain't no way you giving up that pussy and that nigga can't even help. You can't call him and your bills is due, bitch. He can't help you. What is we doing?
That's real, man.
You're fucking it up. That's for real. Bitches like me.
Nah, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
It was another bar. I can't think on it right now, but it was right after that bar.
Mm.
It was a. You going in, like literally going
in.
I forget,
but I was talking my shit. I was kind of mad on that song. But I wasn't even mad. It was just like,
no, like that was. And what was so dope, because the hook sounded like you were just going straight through.
That was crazy. My first time, too. That was like one of my first times just going in. Because like a lot of my music now, that's what I've been doing. Just going like bar for bar, just trying to think.
That's dope. That's dope.
Before I was sitting right, but yeah, that one, I was just like in a booth just going. Gotcha. That's my little vibe, my little tequila vibe.
That's right. And we already spoke earlier when you saying that you're a mother.
Yes.
What has motherhood taught you in, you know, how do you maneuver now in this game as a mother?
Okay, so for me, I'm going to be all the way 100. Uh-huh. Like, I was a teen mom.
Gotcha.
I'm growing a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
All right? Like, it's easy for me right now. Like, my son kind of like my best friend. He's my best friend. I'm still his parent, of course.
That's right, of course.
But my son is like, he's of age. He's very independent. He's very smart. I don't really have to, it's not like one of them... I gotta feed you at this time and do this at this time. My son is like, he with me.
Right.
Like,
you mentioned before that, you know, he grew with you. He grew up with me.
Like he's very independent. You know what I'm saying? Like he's great. Like he get good grades. Like he's great in school. I don't really gotta worry about that. I'm with him every day. I am a real mom. I'm not like a half mom. I don't have him on certain days.
That's right.
Everyday type shit. So it's like my son is like, you good. So it's like for me, I feel like it's easier to maneuver with him now because he's older. He's not really a baby no more. Like, he can just efficient.
That's right. Can handle his own little by little.
I'm young as hell, and my son's efficient. Like, it's different. Like, his friends be like, that's your mom.
That's your mom, right?
Yeah. And me.
That's real.
But it's just true shit. Like, it's one of those things now. Real. Like,
gotcha. Wow. And that's something, though.
Yeah, it's like, I think that's different.
Do you plan on, do you want any more?
I do want some more.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
That's what's up. I definitely do, maybe like one. I don't want, like, a lot. I just want like one more.
Gotcha. Would you mind a baby girl?
I don't want no girl. I don't want no fucking girl. I swear to God, I don't want no girl. I'm just saying.
So you already know what I know what that's about. Look, I got all these brothers. I was the girl. Like,
yeah,
nah,
I don't want
real.
No girls though.
That's
real. I mean, if I have a girl, I mean it's what it is. But I don't want nobody acting like me.
Gotcha.
Like,
I don't even know how to be.
Yeah, I don't even know how to be.
Gotcha.
I don't even know how it would be with a girl. You know, I don't like
the periods,
the men breaking their hearts, to getting your hair done. I can't even braid. I don't even do hair. Like, no. I go to the barbershop, line his shit up. That's it.
We out 25 minutes. Know? That's right.
I don't
That's
do real, that. Though. That's you real. Know? Like,
that's right. That's real. All right, sis, let me ask you this. Front K, ride down the highway, no music on. What's on your mind?
Man, I do that often.
I know. You're an artist.
I don't even listen to music for real. Like, I might be listening to some shit like I just recorded or something, but often I am riding like that. And what am I thinking about? Yeah. Shit, some money.
Come on.
like some money, seeing how I can get some more money, seeing how I can, like, survive, make sure my bills paid next month. Like,
that's right.
Shit like that.
Just like that. Just be real. That's right. That's a fact. Like, that's, it seems like that's the response
that's
from everybody.
That's just really what it is. Like, I got bills due.
Come on. That's like, a fact. It's real out here.
I don't think that people understand. Like, I'm not flexing for nobody. I'm not no rich bitch. I'm not finna flex like I got it and I don't. Nigga, it's real life.
It's real out here.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about getting some money. That's it. Like, I don't want to do nothing to get some money.
I respect that. Frosty K, who in this world knows you the best?
Who knows me the best? Shit, nobody.
God, that was a bu-
I'm not gonna lie to you. Shit, I don't even know me half the time. Like, shit, nobody.
That was a bar.
I change daily. Everybody change daily.
Wow.
It just is what it is. Like, I can't, like, nobody really know me. I feel like, wow, I don't know me half the time. I'm growing. Like, I'm growing.
Growing, right?
Like, I'm not, like I told you, I'm surviving. I ain't leaving yet, so I don't know who I'm gonna be. I don't know what my potential is. I know I got potential. I know I'm gonna be something, but do I know?
You're the type of person that lives like carpe diem. You seize the day.
Yeah.
You are in the moment.
Yep, definitely.
I respect that.
In the moment, because I mean, shit, I can't predict the future, and I can't go back in the past, and I'm not finna stress about it.
Come on.
Like, what can we do?
It's real.
Can't cry about things that happened 10 days ago, because I can't go back in the time machine and go change shit from 10 days
That's
ago.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I'm all about kind of now.
Gotcha.
You know,
that's real. I respect that. Speaking of the now, this world, you've seen some places. A lot of people are, you know, not saying stuck in Atlanta, but you've seen, you know, this
I ain't been out of country yet, though, so I ain't seen a lot, but I've seen some shit.
That's right, right. Yeah. So how does where you live affect your career?
I feel like where I live now, okay, so I ain't going, I love Atlanta. I would say that, I would love Atlanta, but Atlanta is real bougie. Everybody is popping.
Gotcha.
It's like a real bougie type of place, and I ain't even going to put it on people actually who grew here. It's the people who flew here.
Wow.
And shit is a little bit different out here. So wow. I feel like before Atlanta was a place that you could come to and, you know, shit gonna pop. I feel like right now it's a place of a lot of wannabes.
Mm.
And it ain't even the people that's actually from here for real. It's the people who flew here and they got a lot of shit to say, and I don't like that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of...
Gotcha.
And I hate that stigmatism. Oh, everybody in Atlanta rainbow, and they talk about our men in a crazy type of way. But it's like, bitch, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
I love y'all. I love everybody. Whatever you do, that's on you. But
Let me turn your mic this way a little bit. They need to hear
this. Okay, yeah, because whatever is on you is on you. Whatever you do in the bedroom is on you.
Gotcha.
However, I just feel like the stigmatism that they do have, it is a stigmatism on Atlanta men.
That's a fact.
It's just like, half them niggas ain't from here. They're from over there, or they're from this state, or they're from that state. They're not from here. I guarantee you, ask them where they from. They're not finna say the east side, west side, north side, south side. They finna say, Birmingham, fucking New York, or some shit that's not Atlanta. Not to say like New York or Birmingham, but I don't got none of this.
Right,
you know,
no,
just
but I know what you're
it's anywhere
it is,
but
Atlanta,
from Atlanta.
Atlanta
you know
is
what
the
saying?
Melting pot.
It's just like
it
everybody
is.
Came
it's
here, so I feel
pot.
Like we get a bad rep off of people who really ain't from here.
Gotcha.
And I don't like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Frosted K, let me ask you this. Is it better to be loved or respected?
Probably respected.
Gotcha.
For real.
Why do you
a
say
nigga
that?
Can love you for real. A person can love you. A friend can love you for real. But if it ain't no respect there, it's kind of like, what are we doing?
You saying something?
I don't want to be loved by nobody that don't respect me. I can't do that.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of shit that comes with that. You can love me, but you can disrespect
you can
me in
disrespect
so many ways.
You can disrespect me from noon to that's real.
You can fuck with an op. You can go goddamn sign my life away. You can tell a nigga to kill me in 10 years. It's just, no, I need some respect. You gotta respect me.
Wow.
They ain't love me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope y'all out there picking up what you're putting down. Y'all. I hope y'all picking
it's
it up. That's
real.
That's
like
real.
Some...
Wow.
Love don't mean too much. Everybody, you can love a lot of motherfuckers. You can love somebody and knock their ass dead.
Wow.
You do a lot. Love don't really mean too much. It's the respect thing.
It's the respect. Respect that goes along. I'm with you on that. I respect that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Outside of music, outside of beautification, what's that one thing your fans would be interested to know, like Frosted K does? Like, you know, this is my hobby. This is what I do. Y'all don't know I do this. This is what I do.
A hobby was like that. I don't know. Like, I do lashes and stuff. Like, I do facials. Like, I do stuff with, you know, real people. I don't really have too many other hobbies.
Gotcha.
Versus then getting in the booth. With
gotcha.
Some shit
okay.
like that.
Okay,
like,
gotcha. Gotcha.
Know, the most thing I know is like some beauty world stuff.
That's right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Let me ask you this. In this game, one artist to open up for doesn't matter, you know, what this would do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, this is my favorite artist, or, you know, doesn't matter the accolades after, the financial after. What's that one artist that you would just be like, no, I got to open up hip for him or her?
I kind of got two.
Gotcha, go ahead. Oh, yeah.
So my first one, like right now, as a female, I really love and respect Doja Cat.
Come on, that's great. Like, everybody's saying it. That's dope.
Doja Cat is one of, like, I feel like one of the hardest female artists we have out here. And she don't really get the respect because folks think she weird. But, like, I feel like the bitch not weird. She's truly trolling y'all. Like, If you don't understand a lot of shit that y'all keep picking on her about, you'll listen to her music and she's really like talking to y'all like a dumb bitch. Like, yeah, and I'm finna go up off this shit too. Like, she really be playing in people's face. And I feel like if they don't understand that, they're gonna think she's a weird bitch. Like, I don't think she's weird at all. She's one of the hardest. Like, when you watch her perform, her she's on point. When she dances, she's on point. Everything she does is pretty on point. I love Cardi B too.
That's dope. Okay. Gotcha. Doja and Cardi B.
No. That's not dope. That. But other than that, just them two. Females and then a man. Like, it would have to be like Migos, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha, for sure. It's a North side thing. North side thing.
But other than that, that's it.
That's what's up. Definitely, man. Okay. So, you know, growing up, of course, you grew up hip hop.
Yes.
Who was that artist you always went to go see perform when you were young?
To be honest, I always wanted to see Nicki Minaj perform, and I got to see her perform. It was pretty lit.
Come on,
and
that's what's
up. I seen that, like, I seen her perform at maybe like I think it was like Auburn State University or something like that. It was like one of them college things I went with my folks in. When I tell you, like, the frats were through that bitch going crazy. Wow. When I tell you, like, I was on a plane with Dwayne. Like, when I say that shit went up, like, it's some shit I've never imagined before. Gotcha. And that probably also made me want to do music too. Like, just seeing her do that, and she was like, back then she was really in her Barbie. She was really like animated. And I love Nicki like back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, just who, like, she was, how she had crowds. Like, she had dudes, she had females.
That's
like, that's the first time I probably have been. First of all, I shouldn't even been in a college party. I was at a college party. My folks were like Duck Tape Entertainment. I forget who they was with, but I remember it was like Bit Bank there. She was there. Like, it was the bang, pink hair Nicki. Like,
right.
She was crazy. Itty Bitty Piggy, the shit she did. Like, watching the frat go through the crowd. Wow. Like, that was it for me. Like, I was like, I need to do that.
I'm sold.
I need to do that one day.
Respect. That's what's up. So let's get to the music too as well. 2024, you spoke on February, early release.
Yes.
Singles, you know, like, what are we looking at until the summer? You know,
I got some motherfuckers.
Come on.
I can't even hold you. Like, I really got some motherfuckers. As far as, like, singles, like, as far as my tape is my tape. I got to put them songs out because I told y'all, like, I kind of been sending a lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
But, like, my singles,
right,
who I am now, I feel like, y'all going to be like, oh, yeah. That's that bitch.
Come on.
Them singles,
come on,
them singles going to be the ones.
Come
I'm trying
on.
To tell you, like,
come on.
The ones after I drop this little tape going to be it.
Gotcha. And this is did the weather have anything to do with it as well? Like, why you?
Yeah, because, okay, so once I really, like, okay, like I told y'all, music is it costs. I'm a mom.
That's
single
a fact.
Mom of
that's a fact.
So
come
it's
on,
like,
right.
That shit costs. So it's like, in the wintertime, that's me. I'm Frosty K. My last name, Frosty, is what
right.
I am. So everything about me cold, everything about
come
me
on.
Ice, everything about come me is just that.
Come on
so
now.
It's like, in the wintertime, from December to through the winter, you can expect me to drop something.
That's right.
That's
for
the
sure.
time coming.
Respect.
It's always going to be that way.
That's dope.
And then through the summertime, I'm always going to drop, like, little hits because that's
right.
me. I don't miss.
Gotcha.
Like, my singles, I don't miss. Like, all my shit is some little bangers.
That's a fact. You don't.
I don't hit. I really don't miss.
That's a fact. That's what's up. Man, you know, for your fans, let's switch it over this side. One fast food plus restaurant the rest of your life. Can't eat anywhere else. Where do you eat?
Pie Chipotle for real.
Come on.
I'm gonna fuck with it.
Just had it today.
I love Chipotle.
What? All right, let me. Your burrito bowl or.
I'm a bowl.
Me too.
I'm a bowl. And then it's like, if I'm really filling it, I could put the little tortilla at the bottom and leave it open. You know what I'm saying? They can fall that motherfucker up in there. Halfway, you just, you know, hey, I'm teaching you something.
You
I'm putting you down.
Do you get the vinaigrette?
I do.
Come on.
Definitely get the vinaigrette. I get chicken. It gotta be double. Gotta have that extra cheese.
Are
you know what I'm saying?
Are you upset that they just raised the price of that double scoop to $3.85? It's ridiculous, right?
I'm very much upset. And I'm very mad they got rid of a motherfucking the chicken al pastor. Y'all need to bring that back because that plain chicken is good, but I need that flavor. You know what I'm saying? That kind of made me mad. I was hurt.
Like seasons. They be bringing it back
in
seasons.
Yeah, like, I don't like that. That made me hurt. Like, that chicken was one. Yeah.
I can eat Chipotle every day of my life.
There's so many different variations.
That's a fact. You can't get tired of it. That's real. Respect.
It's really good.
Respect.
I can do that
respect.
Every day.
That's what's up. One place in this world, all inclusive, 1 week. Where do you travel to get away?
Like I told you, I haven't been out of the country. So I'm either say like Jamaica or the Bahamas.
Gotcha.
Somewhere out of the country.
For sure.
Like some shit like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or
dope,
Tokyo.
Dope.
I'm real like obsessed with the Japanese culture right now. They got me like in a fucking chokehold. So I'll do that too.
Tokyo. I was there for about 2 weeks.
I'm jealous. I'm really jealous.
Everyone in the world should experience Tokyo, Japan.
Listen.
It is amazing.
When I tell you, I cannot fucking wait. I can't wait. Like, I'm trying to go eat.
Definitely.
I love ramen. I love anime.
Man.
Like, I love all of that. Like, I can't wait. That's like rare. Their fashion, all that shit is lit. Like I can't wait.
I'm putting you on camera. Can we expect you to, coming back to the integrity response, by 2027, will you be in Tokyo, yes, Japan?
Period.
Come on.
I would have been there. That's so we're putting it on there.
Come on, that's what's up.
I would have been there. Definitely. Period. Right, I'm going. I'm telling you, I just got my passport like last year. So, yeah, we finna go some places. And Tokyo is like number one on my list. I got to go there.
Come on, that's dope. That's dope. You'll love it. And the food too, you'll.
I hear. And then I hear like some of their clubs and shit is kind of like Atlanta too. Like they like hip hop, like they like stuff like
it's Americanized. It's so Americanized.
So I can't wait. Like I see some clubs and shit out there. Crazy.
It's dope. They literally,
I was like, oh yeah, I gotta go.
They pull you off the street and let you know about clubs down under, you know, underground. All that. It's so
like
dope.
Shit like that is going like I love it. I don't think you understand. Like I've been obsessed. Like my whole is like we talk about our algorithm on Instagram. Right. My algorithm is fucking Japanese.
Wow.
I've been liking so much shit from Japan.
For real.
All I see is fucking ramen, Tokyo Explorers. Like I swear
it looks
to God.
Like it downtown looks like LA. In New York City.
I heard that.
It's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. It was one dude who went, I don't know who it was in my story, but I seen like him at some of the clubs or something. It was like, I was like, what the fuck? They were playing like Sex Red or something. Yeah, I said, what the fuck? Okay, I'm gonna go. Like,
that's a fact. That's real. That's real.
I'm like, y'all clubs is lit. And that was in that bitch. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Y'all like us.
Yes, that's a fact. That's a fact.
So I definitely want to go. And I heard they're really nice too. Like just, they're clean. They're nice. It feels good. Like I definitely want to go to Tokyo.
It is. That's a fact. You won't find nothing on the streets there.
I heard you can't even live out there.
They take pride in everything there. That's a fact. That's
I heard
a
lot of shit. You don't even put your money. You don't give it to them. They put them in a tray or something.
That's a fact.
I see it through Instagram. It's custom. Yeah, it's custom. I ain't been there, but I know some shit. I tell you, my algorithm is crazy.
Wow. That's what's up, man. Yeah, so you gotta explore for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait.
Let me ask you this. You did speak on, you know, no one in the world knows you the best. Who in this world influenced you the most?
Who influenced me the most? My sons, to be honest. I can't hold you. Like,
respect.
Probably my son. Like, whatever he got going on, I just want to be better for him. Like, I just want to make sure that I can provide for my son.
That's right.
Whether my parents are here, whether they're not here, just want to make sure that I am okay to make sure that he's straight.
Respect.
Like, respect. No matter what.
That's right. That's
so
right.
He's my influence.
Having more time or money, which one means the most to you?
I know this sounds so fucked up. I'm gonna say money.
Explain.
I'm gonna say money because I mean, we all on borrowed time.
Ooh, like you saying so. You saying
Lord
so.
Lord forbid, I can go get in the car.
You
know what I'm saying?
Something.
Some shit can happen. Lord forbid, of course. But it's like, shit, I just wanna be okay while I'm here. And if I got the money now, I know I'll be able to put it up for my little one. I know that I'll make sure he's straight. So if something happens to me tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, whatever,
you
he good.
Think different. I
it's
like
just
that.
Like, We all on borrowed time.
We all on borrowed time. That's real.
Shoot, we're going to live to 109. Wow. Like, ooh, I don't want to be that old.
Be in Tokyo, Japan in a wheelchair. You
know what I'm saying? No, thank you. What the fuck? Then when I die, my spirit old and in a wheelchair. Hell no. I just want to live like a nice little wealthy life. Let me be able to see my son graduate from school, have some kids.
Respect.
I can respect that, you know what I'm saying?
Respect. I like that. That's right. I love these answers for sure. For real. That's real.
Because that means that's what we live for. We work for every day to make some money.
Man.
That's what they made it to be. So that's what I want.
When it's all said and done, Frosted K, what is your legacy?
Shit, I don't know yet. I'm surviving. I swear I'm surviving. I don't know what my legacy is yet. I told you I'm working. I swear I'm working. I don't know. I got to figure it out. We're going to see together.
Come on. Respect.
That's
respect.
Just real
shit. Wow, you answer
I
so
I don't got it all together.
Your thought process is dope.
Thank you.
It's dope for real. What's next for you?
Just being great. This year I plan on just dropping my music, being unapologetically me. I always think about, like, you know, what other people got to think, what other people got to say. I don't give a fuck what y'all got to say. And I don't give a fuck what y'all think. It's about me now.
That's right.
Like, you know, that's what's going on.
And that even, you know, just based upon, you know, Cardi and Doja Cat.
Yeah.
That's who they are, unapologetically.
They are literally theirself. Even Sexy Red, I fuck with her because she's literally herself. I love the bitches that are theirself. Be weird. Be yourself. Who gives a fuck because, like, you are you. Everybody's unique.
And we're all on borrowed time.
Like, lessons. You gonna remember me that soon.
Come
like,
on, that's real.
Like, don't nobody wanna fall in line. That shit lame. Wow. Like, be yourself. That's what makes people fuck with you. That's what make you unique. Wow. Like, I tell people all the time, like, people feel like somebody's opinion matter. I don't give a fuck if it's goddamn Obama. I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your daddy. Like, what makes them, what makes their thought or what makes their brain more better than yours?
Wow.
We all are here. We all are human. What makes the next motherfucker better than you? And wow. Please tell me that. And if you can answer that question, that's just some shit that you're not confident enough within wow. yourself. And go look in the mirror. Wow. Because nobody should ever be better than nobody.
Wow.
I'm that bitch regardless. Like, ain't no bitch better than me.
Man, I respect
for you,
that.
No nigga should be better than you. You're that's just what it so. Is.
Frosted K, with $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning, what changes about you?
Shit, my network.
Come on, that's about it, right?
Fucking talking about my network. Bitch, we survive. We living now. Right, we ain't surviving.
I live in Tokyo now.
We living. We ain't surviving no more. That's real. That's you know real. What I'm saying?
That's real, sis. That's real. Do you have anything for your fans and for the future fans watching this right now? Do you have anything for them in 2024?
2024, just look out for me. I feel like I'm gonna show y'all more of me. So, you know, I hope that the people who fuck with me, fuck with me. And if you don't fuck with me, I hope you get to know me. And I hope you, you know, love me. And if you don't, fuck you. And keep pushing.
That's period. Real.
That's what it is.
Respect.
This year is all about, like I said, it's all about me.
That's right.
I wanna do me. And this year should be all about you. You come should on. Do you.
Respect.
Period. That's it's about love.
It
we
is.
Need
no,
love
but,
this
you,
year.
But you're saying something like, but you. You know, you're in 2024, just like you said, I'm waking up, I'm loving myself more. This is who I am. I'm not taking anyone's advice
yeah.
or, you know, like
we don't gotta do that. It just is what it is. Like, do you? Like, we really here living. Like, it's no blueprint to this shit. I don't feel like there's a blueprint to life. Like, there's no blueprint to life. You just really gotta do you. You gotta survive. Long as your bills is paid, we're living. We're literally living to pay some motherfucking bills if y'all run a B100. So,
that's a
long as your bills are paid and you get to live your life the way that you want to live your life, I feel like shit gonna be straight.
It's real. Jay-Z said it best. Life is for living, not living uptight.
Period.
It's real.
And that's what it is.
Sis, it's been a pleasure. As the tradition on the Integrity Response, if you could grab one fortune cookie and if you could open it and read it for your fans.
Okay, let's see what's going on. No, because I'm an 11-11-222 type bitch.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, my angel numbers. Let's see. Sometimes even love shows a rerun. And let me tell y'all wow. this. This fortune cookie is some bullshit. Ain't no motherfucking reruns, bitch. Ain't no motherfucking backtracks, bitch. Ain't no motherfucking coming back, nigga. Fuck you talking about. This shit is some bullshit. What Integrity Response? Fuck you talking about. Ain't no
Frost
coming
the
back,
day.
Nigga.
They're taking a response. It ain't no coming back.
Fuck
we
you
up out
back.
Of here. 2024. We out.